On Trinity College Week, visual information is important for speech. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Casserly, assistant professor of psychology, looks at why it's not always a good thing.
Communication is an extraordinarily complex and amazing cognitive achievement. I am literally transmitting ideas right now from my brain to yours through time, through space, using precise physical movements of muscle and air. But speaking the language you learned as a child typically feels effortless. My research attempts to understand the processes that enable us to produce language so fluently. I've recently been focusing on how the things we sense as we speak contribute to how we talk. That is, under normal conditions, I can hear my own voice as I speak. If something happens to disrupt that acoustic feedback, like being in a noisy space, then my speech will change. I'll speak more loudly, or even shout, so that I can hear myself at the level I would normally expect. But speech goes beyond just hearing, and we've been working on the impact of two other senses: touch, especially within the vocal tract, and vision. Although we're rarely aware of it, we feel ourselves talking just as much as we hear ourselves. And in our lab, we've found that if we disrupt that touch sensation by putting something like Orajel on someone's lips and tongue, for example, then their speech is impacted, becoming just a little bit less clear. We've also found that visual information, seeing yourself speak in a mirror, has a similar impact. That's surprising, because usually more sensory information is a good thing. It helps you check up on yourself and make sure you're saying everything the way you want to. Except, apparently, when it's visual information from a mirror. Right now, we're exploring this result, trying to untangle what's going on to make mirrors a bad thing for speech. But overall, we're making progress, teasing apart how all of this information comes together to be used in normal, fluent speech communication.
That was Elizabeth Casserly of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.